Have you ever wanted to do something, but then again you're scared of, wow, how do I even start? What do I even like go about it? How will I even continue with it? What are people gonna think about it? Is it gonna be a success or a failure? I wanna tell you to just do it. Just do it. Do it afraid. God puts these things in our hearts. You know, if you're sensitive to the voice of God, he will tell you do this thing, and at first it will be so crazy, like, wow, sasa, what am I gonna do, how am I gonna do it, and all those things, and you're like, wow, are you really sure I need to do it? Just do it, and do it afraid. I've been doing I did a 10-day study by Joyce Meyer. I really, really love Joyce Meyer, by the way. She's like, mwah. Anyway, I was doing a 10-day study by Joyce Meyer called Do It Afraid, and by then she's gonna like write a book about, she's written a book about it. It's gonna be like out, so you can look out for it. So sometimes we let fear hold us back from even doing what God wants us to do, and we're crippled with our fear, and we never get to explore all those amazing things that we can. Like, for example, when I wanted to set up the podcast, I was like, ooh, this is what will I talk about, manzi? Like, what am I going to say? How am I going to do it and all that? But, you know, I just did it afraid. God told me, Noel, you can do it. And besides, even if you fail, it'll be a learning point for you. So if you have something in your heart that you feel like God is telling you strongly to go ahead with it, then do it. Do it afraid. Just do it. Do it afraid. And yes, we have so many ideas and all that, but it is important to just take a like step back a bit and ask God, what do you think about this? And you know what, he does speak. You know, this is a relationship. You know, some people might feel like it's a bit awkward that God speaks, but you know, when you talk about him and ask him, by the way, what do you think about this? Do you want me to do it, or am I just hearing my own things? And he will actually lead you. He will lead you through his word. When you read the word, the Lord will reveal to you, you know, and he will speak to you. He will just tell you, yes, this, do it. When you are with people, God will speak through them. People who are sensitive to God, people who have, you know, who have given their lives to God, people who have a relationship with God. What are reaffirmed to? When you continue living your daily lives, even nature, you'll just see something in nature and itakwambia, yes, you are supposed to do it. So if God wants you to do something, it might be a little bit crazy at first and so uncertain, and you don't know how to go about it, but do it. Do it afraid. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. I need to confirm that. Joshua was very young when he was chosen, and God told him, do not be afraid, be strong and of good courage. You know, do not be afraid or frightened, for I, the Lord your God, I am with you. So God is with you. And Joshua was really, like, really a tremendous leader. So do it afraid. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Do it as you listen to the voice of God, as you listen to him as he directs you. Just do it. But then I was going to do an episode on why it is hard to surrender, but I just felt like I need to tell you to just do it. So join me for the next episode when you talk about why it is hard to surrender. And yeah, I love you guys. See you then.